They say a good compromise is when no one walks away happy. But is compromise at work with the sick and family leave measures in conference today? Or have the bills just gone bad? Joining us for today's reality check is civilbeat.org reporter. And we're talking with Anita Hofschneider. Hi there.
Aloha.
Good to talk to you. Now, what happened with House Bill 4 and House Bill 213? They started out very strong, but it seems they have changed substantially.
Yes, House Bill 4 would allow Hawaii employees to accrue up to 5 days of sick leave. And that may sound good for people who don't get any sick leave any year, but originally it would have allowed employees to get 7 days of sick leave each year. And it also, you know, kicked in more easily. You know, the latest version of the bill says that employees would have to wait several months in order to use any sick days. And originally, advocates were pushing to allow workers to start using sick leave on the 19th day of employment.
And what about HB 2013? Or 213, I should say.
Yes. So HB 213 would extend Hawaii's existing family leave law that allows people to take 4 weeks of unpaid leave to take care of close family members. Now, this bill would allow people to add siblings to that list and or to take time off after the death of a close family member. And what advocates are saying is that other states that have looked at family leave have passed more comprehensive bills that include paid maternity and paid paternity leave.
We've seen this in other cases where a bill starts out strong, becomes watered down to the point where even the advocates say, hey, it's not worth it. Is that what we're seeing with these bills?
You know, I talked to the advocates and asked, hey, would you prefer that a watered down version of the bill passed, or would you just like to scrap it and try it again next year? And they had mixed responses. You know, I think at this point, because negotiations are still ongoing, they're still hopeful that some version of the bill will be able to pass that they think will help Hawaii's workers.
But it's in conference today, so they don't have a whole lot of time to wait on it or to be able to advocate in one way or the other. Presumably they've already done that. But if a bill passes that's far more watered down, then some have said, well, at least it's a foot in the door and we can change it next year.
That's right. And, you know, when it comes to businesses, they're very concerned about the bill, no matter what version of it is, because they think that whether it kicks in at 2 weeks or after 4 months of working, you know, paid sick leave will be expensive for businesses and will also be very expensive in terms of administrative costs.
And they're saying that those costs are going to be passed on to consumers. And we've heard that story for a long time, too. But then you still have the situation where you have two ideas thwarting each other. What the advocates say is that workers need to have paid leave, family leave, and have it encompass a greater idea of family as families are changing. And those who are in business who say, hey, it's going to cost us.
That's right. I mean, in this case, as with many issues, that both sides are polar opposites, and they're really pushing legislatures in different directions. And so at the moment, nobody's very happy with the latest draft.
Which kind of explains where we are right now. Thanks very much, Anita. Be interesting to see what happens after today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, today featuring reporter Anita Hofschneider.